Husker fans, make it part of your routine. Every weeknight, get the latest on the Huskers with Greg Sharp and the entire Husker Sports Network crew. Sports Nightly, weeknights at 6 on Husker Radio. AM 590, ESPN Omaha.
Let's make some money. Do that thing. Time to talk to our guy out in Florida, which just sounds like a really nice place to be right now, Mr. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, what's the temperature out there?
Do you want to feel good or do you want to feel
Bad? I have a feeling you're going to make me feel bad. So just this way it could be a state of mind for me. I could put myself mentally in Florida right now.
Okay. 82 degrees and balmy.
Yeah, balmy, 82. We're right now rocking like a balmy 38, I think.
I heard it's bad. I mean, there's some places in the South. It's even colder, like Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's still green grass, all right? We don't have snow.
Okay. So not much longer, though, probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So when you sent me your games, I noticed you didn't have Nebraska versus the bye week. And what are the odds for Nebraska?
Bye would be favored by 3 points.
They have been a tough one to figure this week, and last week was...
I had a friend of mine who played for Air Force. And the year that he got there, I think they were like 2-9. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget this. This is 1980. This is before, we had cell phones. And I'll never forget, he called my dorm room. He goes, "It's so bad. When I walked into the cafeteria, some guy looked at me and goes, beat open."
That's not good.
Yeah, I tell you, beat Notre Dame, yeah. Beat the Irish, yeah. Beat open.
Beat open week.
But things did turn around. They ended up, he was on a team the first 2 years, part of the team first 2 years that beat Notre Dame 3 years in a row. So better days ahead. Got to look on the positive side.
And
right?
To be a part of the turnaround.
Right.
Like that's awesome. I mean, and yeah. I think that's a big recruiting hook right now for a lot of kids out here. So we'll see. See how that goes. You know, tomorrow is going to be a fantastic college football day, and we got some good ones to talk about. I'm going to start out with, and I'm glad you have this one on your list, because I know that since TCU is 4-4 and Baylor's undefeated, if you're not paying attention, you could say, oh, gosh, I mean, Baylor's only a 2.5-point favorite or 2-point favorite in this one. Gosh, it's easy money. But TCU at home, I don't know if people are believing in Baylor. The number is low, but how do you see this one?
Well, here's the problem. I think it's Baylor or not play the game at all. Mm-hmm. The problem is for TCU, they've got a quarterback, Max Duggan, a true freshman, 4 interceptions in the last 2 games, and he's maybe 75-80%. He's going to try to give it a go. So you're figuring, oh, okay, well, maybe you go to the backup or the third stringer. Both those guys hit the transfer portal here the last week, 10 days. So big problem here. And whenever TCU is good, you can always look at turnover ratio, and they're like in top 10, top 15. When things are bad, like this year, number 102 in the country out of 130 teams. Now, Baylor last week, when they played West Virginia, the first 4 possessions, they played scared. I thought the play calling was horrendous. They weren't aggressive. They only had 1 first down the first 4 possessions. And they came out, they squeaked out a 17-14 win. They got to be aggressive here. Charlie Brewer, the game last year against TCU, had his worst game, 14-29 with an interception. That 16-9 loss. In fact, Matt Rhule has not beaten TCU in the 3 games he's gone against him. I think he gets it done here. I like Baylor. They stay unbeaten 1 more week, 24-20.
All right. So Bama hosting LSU. This is the game. A 6-point favorite is Bama at home. All right. Let's get down to it. How do you see it?
Well, when I first looked at this game, I'm thinking LSU. Played the better competition. Right now, better quarterback, in my opinion, Joe Burrow. I mean, he's hitting a mind-numbing 79% of his passes for 30 touchdowns. The problem is I think this game's going to come down to explosive plays, and I think Alabama's receivers are the difference here. I think you got 3 guys that are going to be playing at the next level for a long time here. Also, turnover ratio. Bama, number 2 in turnover margin in the country. And if you give Nick Saban 2 weeks, he's going to come up with a game plan. He might show a different look, like a 2-4-5 defense, different parts of the game. I just think he's a much better coach than Ed Ogeron. I like Alabama to win and cover. They pull away late, 37-27.
All right, another Big Ten clash tomorrow afternoon out in Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin hosting the Iowa-Wisconsin game. And I see the Badgers, both teams coming off a bye week. Badgers are a 9-point favorite.
Would you agree that these two teams, except for the running back, are almost similar teams?
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
I mean, not pretty. You can probably go get a coffee and get a nice pastry and miss a couple series. You're not going to miss much. But actually, I think outside of the running back position, I think that Iowa has the better personnel. Now, they haven't played up to it yet, but you know, this might be the game here. I think they have the better defense, allowing just 3.1 yards per carry. I think the line's a little elevated. I think Wisconsin wins the game 23-20, but I'll take Iowa in the 9 here.
Okay. Penn State, Minnesota, 11 a.m. tomorrow here, Central Time, and two unbeatens also coming off bye weeks.
Yeah, and remember this when they play. It's not who's the best team. It's not who's going to win 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7. It's one game. And I think home field advantage, very important here. You've got a team in Minnesota has not been tested, but they run like the same 15 or 20 plays. They just run them out of this different formation and do it extremely well. Now, here's where Penn State, they've got to win the turnover battle here. Because Minnesota, the reason they're winning, 2 or more takeaways from their defense in 6 of the 8 games they played in. And I was riding Penn State for a while, but in the last 3 games, that offense has kind of stalled a little bit, gaining just 293 yards per game. So I just think Minnesota's efficient. I like their quarterback, Tanner Morgan. I think they have a real smart head coach. I think the crowd is going to be whipped into a frenzy. And I'm going to call for the upset. Wrong team's favorite. Minnesota somehow comes out with a win and stays unbeaten another week. Golden Gophers 24, Nittany Lions 23.
I like it. I like it. All right, let's go to the NFL, and it looks like this number has gone up as we learn Patrick Mahomes is expected to play against Tennessee. It started out at Kansas City -3 against Tennessee. Last I saw, moved up to -6.
Right. And here's why I can't back Tennessee. And normally you like a home underdog getting almost a touchdown. This is a team in November. They have just not played well. 5-14-1 the last 20 games in November. They get off to decent starts, and this is where they usually falter. Kicking game's an issue. Ryan Succop missed all 3 of his field goals after coming back from an injury last week. And they're playing the worst run defense in the NFL last week in the Carolina Panthers. What do? They only give the ball to Derrick Henry twice in the first down. Just not a smart team. I think Patrick Mahomes comes back and hits on some big plays here. Give me the Chiefs, 30-20.
All right, game of the week, college football, staying in the Big Ten. Michigan State, a decently big number with all of a sudden a surging Illinois team. They are a 15-point favorite against the Fighting Illini. I know this is a part of your game of the week. And I also want to remember, I know you guys are coming off of 2 consecutive winning weeks for your clients, and you guys are also doing something with a big play as well, correct?
Yeah, so we're going to look to stay on a roll here. Actually went 2-1 to start off the week last night. We normally don't get many of these Thursday Friday games, but I think it's maybe the first time I've ever played all 3 games in college football in the NFL on a Thursday. Just had some strong opinions and almost pulled out a perfect 3-0, a couple points away. So if they want to get involved, how about this? We'll give them the game Michigan State and Illinois for free. Got a strong opinion on that game. And also, I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. Found a game where a team is getting at least a field goal. I think they're going to win this game easy outright. It's my college football underdog shocker. It's a 50-unit rated play, our biggest play of the year. So if you've been waiting in the wings, you know, been listening to the show, watching to us win more times than we lose, and thinking maybe it's the right time, this is it. This is the biggest weekend we'll have all season long. You want to hop on board now, you can purchase the game individually, $197. Or how about this? 4 weeks of my executive phone service. If you use coupon code SAVE200, just $397. That'll take you through Monday, December 2nd. We got games every night of the week now with the MAC starting up on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So 2 ways to win, ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joining us here. Lee, you have yourself a fantastic week. Good luck to you.
Okay, see you. Take care.